our praise and magnificent name of the Lord.
Hello. I want you on
Love Talk Radio.
We welcome you to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Video. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Malaysia, France, you name it, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? Incredible. To God be the glory. And now we want to introduce to you and present to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into a billion praise nightly on the Blog Talk Radio, DBJN Network. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless all of you tonight. I'm asking all of you, if you would, to redial tonight and join us on the prayer line. Ambassador Hagen, if you could direct them to the prayer line, I'd appreciate it. We're going to be on the prayer line tonight. And if you would take over this line and thank him as much as you want to, and then direct him to the prayer line. Okay? Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Yes, we're here, amen, to just give God some praise. And after we are finished praising him here, we're going to ask all of you to please join us on the First Fruits Praise and Praise Worldwide Prayer Line. All right, we're just going to open the lines. And for those of you who are with us, amen, we're just going to go forth in the praise as we have been directed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you. We're going to bring us all together in a moment, but you go right ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you.
Love that.
Thank you, 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 thank you.
Glorious and wonderful name. We thank you right now, Father. Just have your way. Move upon, oh God, this service like only you can. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for our Chief International Ambassador. Thank you right now for giving your strength and strengthening him, oh God, and his wife, and Amazing Grace, and all of those that are on this path, all of us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Have your way to do what only you can do, and we give you praise, and we bless your name. Thank you for your breakthrough anointing that's penetrating. Hallelujah, glory be to God, the earth realm. Even now, we thank you, Father, for bowing the heavens and coming down and to do an incredible work that only you can do. We give you praise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Goodbye.
Amen. Hagen and all you who are on this line tonight. Amen. We're just getting on. We're just kind of getting organized. Give us a moment here, and we'll be rolling. I want to just thank all of the preachers for joining us tonight, all the ministers, all the elders, all of you who love the Lord, and as well as evangelists and missionaries, all of you. Who are coming to join us tonight. We want to just, I'm going to commence the line tonight. Let's take at least a minute, and let's all, everybody on the line, this is a time to open your mouth. When I say praise check, let's open up on the line, not be ashamed of the Lord, because what you have, he gave to you. Amen. And let's give him at least a minute of praise here. Before we begin, and we ask the Holy Ghost to take over in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Are you all ready? Don't be the last one. Try to be the first one. Praise check. God's been good to be giving praise. Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. 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 We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done and for what you're doing. And we just appreciate everything. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to be thanking God all night intermittently, and we'll have a time you can praise him again. Amen. I want to have some inspirational messages here tonight, and we got all night long, so you don't have to be in a hurry. You want to take 30 minutes, whatever you want to take. Amen. It's up to you. But I want to start off with Irvine Coleman. And then we'll go to Sister Gina Hodges, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. And then we'll go to Minister Charles Davis. And then we'll have Minister Raphael Rome. Then I'll come back and we'll move from there. Amen. Sister Irvine, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you. You know, you spoke a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, but you really, really touched my heart. And I've been praying for you and your family, and I know that you really can inspire people. Been through a storm, been through the rain, but you made it. God's brought you this far. And so whatever the Lord lays in your heart, amen, the line is open to you. No special time limit, just whatever God lays on your heart. And when you get through, just say, I'm turning back into you, Pastor. That's fine. All right, I want you to hear Sister Irvine Coleman, and she's she came to me one day and said, Pastor, I want to accept my call in my ministry. Amen. And thank God for her. She'll be followed again. I'll say this again by Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges and then Minister Charles Davis and then Minister Raphael Rome, and we'll come back. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Irvine. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. I just want to come and give a little brief testimony, because on this day in 2015, I thank God for his love, his mercy, and his grace upon my soul. I thank him because he has healed me several times in my body. I thank God because somebody's out there suffering. They're sick in their body on today. But I'm here to tell you, God will heal you. He will do it all for you. I was 19 years old. And the doctor told me I had cancer, and I just blacked it out in my mind. Mm. I was like, I'm too young for cancer. I went 5 years without getting that cancer saw about. But when I did decide to go to the doctor, the doctor told me that I was just in the beginning of my first stage of cancer. And I thank God for that, because I'm still here. I'm here for his purpose, to serve and do his will and do his grace. Also, God healed me of cancer again. He told me to go to the doctor and just get myself a regular checkup, and I had breast cancer. Turn around, it was just in the beginning of being made. So I know God has a purpose for me here on this earth, and all you got to do is just put your hands in God's hand, and he'll make it all right. And I just thank God for his mercy upon my soul. I ask each and every one of you to continue to pray much for me. Back to you, Pastor.
All right. God bless you, Sister Irvine Coleman. My. The Holy Ghost led me to stop and pray for you. And I'm going to open up the line for anyone to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. But if there's anyone else who would like to pray for you, I want to open the line. Amen. God is a healer. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And if the Lord touch your heart then for Sister Irvine Coleman to pray for her, amen, on this cancer. The line is open to you, saints of God. I know you feel the compassion in your heart for others who are going through. I know I do. And so, but if you want to pray, pray now, and then I'll close it for Sister Irvine Coleman. Who will pray for her?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. First and foremost, we're asking that you forgive us for all of our sins. God, we want to thank you for this great woman of God. We thank you for Sister Irvine, for her testimony and for her life. God, we thank you for giving her the courage, the strength to share tonight with us. God, we're thanking you because we know that her words were a blessing to someone. So many of us out there, God, have seen that word cancer flash before us and on our medical records. But God, we know that you are a healer. You are a doctor that has never lost a case. God, we're thanking you for her testimony. We're asking you to continue to give her the strength and the courage to continue to spread these words of your goodness and your mercy and your deliverance and your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Does anyone else feel led to pray for her? Let the Lord lead you. If God speaks to you and tell you to pray, don't hesitate. Amen. The line is open to you. Anyone wants to pray for her? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you because you are the great I Am. You hurled the sun into space and the darkness fled from the sun. Light shine everywhere. God, you are the only true and living God. You made man. You made all creation. Everything that was made, you made it. And why would you back up from cancer? You can heal everything because you made everything. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to stretch out your mighty hand over this pioneer. Oh, this woman who stood in the faith for many years, Lord. Touch her body. Every cancer cell, I pray that you convert it to a normal cell. Cancer, yeah, the word of God gave us the right to bind you on earth. And in the name of Jesus, oh, I bind you on earth. God, look on Irvine Coleman. Touch her body and heal her of this cancer. Woman, be healed in the name of Jesus. Cancer, get out. The blood of Jesus is in there. And the blood of Jesus is going to get on you, and you'll have to take that blood back to your camp. And other demons around there who are negative, infectious demons will have to go through this blood of Jesus and will lose their power. Get out! The blood of Jesus. You have no business being in there. The blood of Jesus is in there. And God, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, because we bind this cancerous demon on this earth. What about it in heaven, Lord? Oh, you said it's just bound in heaven. On earth and in heaven is bound. Give her complete deliverance from this. Let her be free of cancerous cells. Cells, convert in the name of Jesus to normal cells. The blood of Jesus and the oil of the anointing be sprayed all over you. Thank you, God. In the spirit realm, I'm speaking. And I'm asking you to do this for the glory of God and for the honor of the Lord. Thank you, thank you. Jesus, your word cannot be a lie. You said if I ask you in the name of Jesus, in your name, you will do it that the Father may be glorified. And we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ron, I want you to just start thanking him like it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you now. Thank you now. Thank you now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Keep doing it in your soul and your mind. See, that's it. So a lot of people wait to get some type of a word from the doctor. The doctor said it's gone. No, 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 no. God said it's gone.
Yes.
He's a doctor, but a man. He just went to school just like you. Amen. God said it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not what the doctor said. God said it's gone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Report what you believe. I still believe the report of the Lord.
Yes.
Grant the report of the Lord. Believe the report of the Lord. Not man's report. God said it's gone. You believe the report of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
All right, God bless you, Sister Irvine. All right, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, amen, God bless you. The Lord bless you, keep you, the line is open to you.
God bless you, thank you, Pastor, and God bless all of you all on the line tonight, and I thank God for Mr. Irvine's testimony, her words of encouragement, and it's sort of the same way that the Spirit was leaving me and just kept telling me to push past the pain. And I couldn't understand why all of this, you know, for the last few days, it's just been falling in my spirit, just push past the pain. And I got to thinking about it. Most of you all know my testimony of how the Lord has healed me, and it was like for the last, I'd say 10 years, there wasn't a day that I woke up that I was not in some sort of pain. And the pain, I got so accustomed to it until when you go to the doctor and they would say on a level of 1 to 10, what's your pain? And it was like a daily routine. I would wake up, and if my pain level was on a 6, I would consider that a good day, and I was saying, thank you, Jesus. But I began to think about that and how in our everyday lives. Sometimes things are going to happen that you might not like. Things doesn't necessarily have to be a physical thing, you know, where your body is in pain and you say, oh, I don't feel like doing this. My leg hurt, my back hurt, but I'm trying to make it. I'm going to go on. We just have to push past the pain. Things may happen in our life. Kids may not be acting right. They may do things, get in trouble to upset you, but you got to push past that pain, the heartaches of not being able to pay bills or loved ones doing things that you don't like. It hurts you. Yes, it hurts you, but you got to push past the pain. Even with the job situations, you may not like your job. You may not even have a job. Don't know where your next meal has come from. That's a hurtful thing to see your child wanting something that other kids have. You got to push past that pain sometimes and just lean solely on the Lord. Know that I believe in John 14 and 13. It says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We know that if we lean and depend on Jesus, whatever we ask and depend on God, whatever we ask in his name, the Lord can provide it for us. And the pain that we go through trying to get these the things that we ask of the Lord, it's going to be a painful thing. He did not say that the way was going to be easy. But we just got to push past the pain. Keep our eye on the press. Keep our eye on the Lord. And he will supply out every need. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Wonderful. Wonderful, Sister Gina. You blessed our hearts in a great way tonight. And that's a great, great, great word. Thank you. Push past the pain. Amen. God bless you. And Sister Irma, we appreciate the words that you shared with us also. God is blessing us tonight. All right, Minister Davis, Associate Minister, God bless you. And he's been doing a lot of work in our city. He was involved even with trying to console, I believe, the family there that lost that 7-year-old child with the drive-by shooting.
There was a 7-month-old child, Pastor.
I meant to say 7-month-old child. We want to thank you for the work that you're doing in the city to help our community. God bless you. I want you to come and take as long as you want to take. Amen. We got plenty of time. The line is open to you tonight. Associate Minister Charles Davis, one of the associate ministers of Amazing Grace International, where I serve as a pastor. God bless you. The line is open to you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless everybody on the line tonight. First, giving honor to God who is truly first, truly, truly first in my life, who has turned my life around from where I used to be and just turned my heart. I just gave my whole heart, my mind and my soul, my whole body over to the Lord because I know I couldn't do nothing without him. And I thank him every day that I wake up. I thank him every day during the day, and I thank him when I lay my head down at night. Even though all this stuff that's going around us all day and every day, I still say, Lord, just keep your hand on me, please. Guide me in the right direction that you need me to go in and not myself. Pastor had asked me to do an inspirational message, and for some reason we never got around to me doing this message, and this was put on my heart by the Spirit, because my steps are guided by God, not me.
Yes.
The road that I take now is guided by the Lord, not me. The things that I feel in my heart is guided by the Lord, not me. And I know that there are some things I still need to work on, some areas I still need to fix, but I know God has his hand and control on me, helping me fix it. I want to go into the book of Luke, and I want to go into this book that is so, has really touched me, coming out the book of Luke. Chapter 4, verse 18 through 19. And it reads, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, to recovering the sight of the blind, to set liberty them that are besieged, to preach an acceptable year of the Lord. When I read this, I looked at it, and it made me think about when I was first born, how when my mother used to pray for me unknowingly, I didn't know this. I didn't know that my life was going to go through so much turmoil that when I reached the point of where I'm at right now, I look back and I focus on those words, because that's where I'm at in my life right now spiritually. I preach to people. I tell them, look, if you just turn over to the Lord, if you give it to God and stop trying to do it yourself, God will step in and take over, but you have to allow him to do it. You have to give him the opportunity to help you. We all need to be fixed. But the main thing that I looked at was believing and having faith in him, having faith in God's word, because his word is true. I mean, I know that now. I know that to be true, because there's been many days that I didn't know where I was going to go or how I was going to do this. And it's not just now. It's in my past. And I always found myself saying, Lord, please help me. Help me in this situation. It can be I'm doing something bad or I'm doing something good. It can be I'm doing something wrong or I'm doing something I don't know how to do. But even when I was doing something bad, I asked God to get me out of it. Get me out of it. Don't let me suffer. Don't let my family suffer. Don't let the people around me suffer because of my inabilities to listen to you. Change me, turn me around. Whatever you need to do to fix me, fix me. But I always found myself doubting at times because it seemed like nothing was happening. It didn't seem like things were changing in my life. And I kept going down this dark tunnel. I didn't see the light. But all this time, God had his hand on me. Because he had something for me to do, and I didn't know what it was. I was searching in all the wrong areas, in all the wrong places. The place that I should have been searching was in the Bible. That's where I should have been searching. But I was listening to everybody else. I was reading all the wrong stuff. I was acting all the wrong and acting out in the wrong way. I wasn't giving my mother's prayers enough time to sit into my heart, so I can turn my life around and go the right way. But then as I kept reading in my word, I stayed in the book of Luke, and I went to Luke 10:18-20, and it says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I have given you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power over your enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, and rejoice not, for the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name, speaking of us, all of us, our names are written in heaven. So that means God has already predestined what we're going to do and where we're going to go. He's given us this strength and this power that now we're all finding and we're seeing it. Now we're using it. But we gotta continue to trust in him. We got to continue to have faith in him. We got to continue to believe in him. If we have any inkling of a doubt, it's going to hurt us. We have to say, Lord, thank you. We have to say,